Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is so important, John, when you think about a fish aquarium without walls around it. You know, it holds the water in there and the fish can swim around, right?
Yeah.
And if, it's ridiculous to think you can have an aquarium, you can actually have a fish aquarium without an aquarium, right? Because the water would just spill out all over the face of the earth, right? Well, that's what our borders are. You know, a nation without borders is not a nation. And our president has stepped up the game in regard to President Trump about protecting our borders. Of course, allowing, you know, awesome immigration to come across those borders legally.
Yeah.
But so they're investing deeply now to be able to protect our borders. And I remember where we had a segment on one of the border officers said in the previous administration when somebody said they're coming across the border from Mexico to America. And so the Border Patrol officer, the driver of the truck asked the Border Patrol officer, do you want to see my papers? And he said,
what's the point?
What's the point? Just come on in. I mean, so many people are just flooding into our borders. Well, technology.
One of the most important jobs of a president is to keep the Americans safe. That's one of their main jobs.
Main jobs is to protect the border.
So we want him to be about that, the president, and they're doing an amazing job with this technology, partnering technology with the human element.
As a matter of fact, take a look now.
For example, the U.S. Border Patrol uses these aerostats, small blimp-like devices with day and night vision cameras to cut the illegal drug flow. Tech isn't always better, however. Case in point, underground sensors. Trying to check out each triggered sensor over bad roads can take hours. And by the time Border Patrol arrives, the illegal immigrant is often long gone.
You guys can see it's not the easiest terrain to walk through, especially if you're walking through here at night.
That's why agents also use good old-fashioned horsepower to keep watch and... Testing is currently underway on a fleet of personal drones, giving agents an eye in the sky where they are currently blind. It's happening over an 80-mile stretch of cactus, mesquite, and brush in the West Arizona desert where there's no fence at all. A drone closes the gap by confirming whether a sensor was hit by a person or an animal. It also indicates how many illegal immigrants are in a group and whether they're armed.
I'm going to do a boat infill on the BAF. We're going to come over here around, skirt around this area, get into right near the marina, and we're going to infill right near this gate.
Digital technology in the form of an app also helps the department shrink the playing field.
It allows our agents to both receive and give real-time information that can be video, that can be still pictures, that can be instant messaging and chat.
Every phone carries an electronic signature identifying each agent with a color or icon.
Every phone carries an identifier that identifies that officer and has been on a field. It's amazing what's taking place. This new thing that's here, it's rapidly coming. It's changing as we know it.
And it's good because it's keeping, you know, the bad people with bad things in their hearts coming over to the nation. It's not about keeping good people away.
Right.
People don't realize that the drugs and the human trafficking and all the things that comes into our country. Kamal Saleem in our program said over 450,000 radical jihadists have entered our country. And this was some time back. Terrorists.
Yes.
We need to put an end to this.
Well, and the president's working on it. He's trying to, you know, pray that the Congress will wake up and get behind him to fund what's going on. As a matter of fact, this is President Trump going out to inspect our borders and talk to our Border Patrol officers. Take a look. Is that not awesome? Is that not awesome when you're seeing, you know, that's, if you look at the Constitution, it says we shall elect a president, we shall elect a president, elect a Congress, etc. And it says in the Constitution that the job of the president of the United States is to protect the borders of America. He can actually declare anything that he feels necessary to be able to make sure that we're safe. And he's right on top of it. He's doing, as a matter of fact, he's actually the only one that's ever ran for office that's kept his word, reportedly. and going beyond.
Over-delivered. In fact, I think the Border Patrol has never endorsed a candidate before. It's the first time they've endorsed a candidate in President Trump.
Their life has been in danger. I mean, what has been going on? I know that I applied years ago when I was in law enforcement for the Border Patrol. Thank God to get that job. It's a unique position, and they're protecting us. We should protect them.
Yes.
And the president's getting behind them, supporting them. I want to ask you a question. Ask you a question right now, as part of our community, because we want you to send us a message, comment below. What are your thoughts about a president's job? And look at the Constitution. You'll see it as a related link, actually, in the VFN torch, where the Constitution says very specifically, whoever the president is, they're supposed to protect American borders, make sure they're good and they're firm. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. Write to us. Let us know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.